AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two adults are dead, several children hurt by one of two likely tornadoes in the Tampa Bay area early this morning. The fatalities reported in Manatee County, Florida. Another possible twister hit a condominium building and single-family homes on Siesta Key in Sarasota County. County spokesman Drew Winchester.
In the condo, we have about 40 to 60 folks who were displaced from their homes, and then a handful of homes in a neighborhood, residential neighborhood, where those folks are also displaced. But like I said, Red Cross and Salvation Army are en route to provide some help.
The Americans imprisoned by Iran are on their way home after delicate diplomatic negotiations that played out quietly in the shadows of international nuclear talks. A charter plane left Tehran for Switzerland with the Americans, all four who had been detained, according to Iran State Television. But U.S. officials say Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, former U.S. Marine Amir Ekmati, and Pastor Saeed Abedini were on the plane, but not the fourth man. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, in an appearance on ABC's This Week, says she's happy she played at least a role in gaining their release.
They were unjustly held there, and I did a lot of work on these issues when Americans were being picked up, falsely charged, and imprisoned to get them home. So I applaud the fact that that's happened.
Clinton will be on stage this evening along with New Hampshire Senator Bernie Sanders, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, in the final Democratic Party presidential debate before Iowa. Sanders tells NBC's Meet the Press he understands why Clinton has been attacking him on gun control.
They're losing ground. We started this campaign off at 3% in the polls, and now we're closing in Iowa, but we're doing really well in New Hampshire. So I think in the next 2 weeks, you're going to see a lot of nonsense being thrown around.
Last night, Sanders said he supports legislation to reverse a 2005 law granting gun manufacturers legal immunity, which he once supported. This is AP Radio News. A dozen Marines remain missing days after their helicopters crashed during night training off Oahu, Hawaii. Captain Alex Lim tells KHON-TV.
We're going to find them. We're going to do whatever we can to find them. They are family.
The two helicopters went down off Oahu's North Shore late Thursday. Heavy seas, high surf are making the search more difficult. The United Nations has released a report outlining the massive destruction from the ongoing battle for the Iraqi city of Ramadi. The report says more than 4,500 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. The Islamic State group overran Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back in May. Last month, government forces retook parts of that city. Vandenberg Air Force Base, northwest of Los Angeles, is getting set for a satellite launch later this morning by SpaceX. The U.S. European satellite is the latest in a series designed to detect and measure ocean phenomena such as El Nino. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.